The Connecticut House of Representatives is expected to vote today on Governor Dana Malloy's nominee to be the next Chief Justice of Connecticut. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
Lawmakers anticipate that State Supreme Court Associate Justice Andrew McDonald, a longtime friend and ally of Democratic Governor Malloy, will win approval in the Connecticut House. That's because Democrats hold a 7-seat majority there. What's not certain is if McDonald would win confirmation in the Senate. That chamber is split 18-18 between Democrats and Republicans, and one Democrat, Senator Gail Schlossberg of Milford, who is not seeking re-election, is recusing herself from the vote. Senate Republican President Len Fasano says if McDonald loses confirmation, Malloy could still appoint someone else.
He has one vote today on the Supreme Court, and if he doesn't become Chief Justice, he'll still have one vote on the Supreme Court. This is a question of whether or not you're electing him captain of a team.
McDonald had a contentious hearing before the General Assembly's Judiciary Committee last month. Republicans grilled him on his past decisions and liberal political agenda when he was a member of the Senate. Senate Democratic President Martin Looney says it would be unfortunate if McDonald fails to be confirmed. He points out that 5 years ago, McDonald won confirmation to the state Supreme Court by an overwhelming 33-3 vote in the Senate.
In the past, we have had a tradition of trying to keep extreme partisanship in the judicial confirmation process at arm's length, and have not had a process that has been tainted by extreme partisanship. And we would be moving in that direction if we have a strictly party-line vote on this nomination.
Looney says Republicans would be blocking the confirmation of a highly qualified nominee who would be the first openly gay state chief justice in the country. Looney expects the Senate to vote on McDonald's confirmation a week from today. Ebong Udama, WSH News.